Speaking to a major science and technology meeting, Xi Jinping said China should build itself into one of the most innovative countries by 2020, a leading innovator by 2030, and the best country in the world in the development of science and technology by the 100th anniversary of the founding of the PRC in 2049.Among the five priorities in the country's innovation drive, Xi Jinping stressed the establishment of a rich talent pool. He promised to respect the creativity of scientists and support free and bold scientific exploration.
Scientists should be allowed to free explore and test the bold hypotheses they put forward. Leading scientists should be given more power and liberty to decide upon the direction of their research.And greater management of research funds and resources.
The other four priorities are developing cutting-edge science and technology, launching key projects to create a world-class research network, benefiting economic and social development, and reforming the management and operation of the sciences. The president said China should strive to take a leading role in scientific and technological research.He said the country should have a global vision, establish development strategies in a timely manner, be confident in innovation, and be known for original theories and discoveries. The president noted it is an inevitable choice for China to implement its strategy of innovation-driven development when the country is facing changes.
If we fail to recognize changes, respond to changes, and innovatively seek changes, we could be thrown into an unfavorable situation and miss opportunities for development or miss an entire era.
Xi Jinping says that to be the world's major scientific and technological power, the state will have to champion first-class institutions, research-oriented universities, and innovation-oriented enterprises.He vowed that there will be greater support for tech companies, especially small and medium-sized firms, and research institutions and universities will be recognized. He also said that the country plans to create a few cities or regional centers that are attractive to innovative industries. Monday's event also marked the biennial conference of the Chinese Academy of Sciences and the Chinese Academy of Engineering.It was chaired by Premier Li Keqiang and was also attended by senior leaders Zhang Dejiang, Yu Zhengsheng, Liu Yunshan, and Wang Qishan. For CRI, I'm Yohong Lin.